أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 199 of Surah Al-A'raf. After speaking about the fallacy of disbelief, worshipping gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold on to al-afw. One meaning of al-afw means to pardon. In other words, continuously pardon people. In one hadith, it is stated that Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu was salam had visited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after this ayah was revealed. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam queried from Jibrail alayhi salatu was salam, what is the meaning of this part of the verse? Jibrail alayhi salatu was salam said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what al-af means, and this is what it means to hold on to pardon. That number one is forgive that person who hurts you, who harms you. In speech, in talking about it, it is difficult. Man is human, people will hurt, and at the same time we will feel the hurt. And at the same time we feel the bitterness. But Allah's command is that we need to learn how to forgive and to forget whatever was done to a person. The second, Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu was salam said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give or be generous to the one that withholds. Now this is not only insofar as finance is concerned, but in everything. A person is being miserly with you insofar as your hukuk, your rights are concerned, insofar as extending some financial assistance by way of gifts or whatever it may be. A person withholds and you see that this person is not being generous, and then you become generous with that person again. It is difficult. The question will come in my heart, why should I bother about somebody that is not bothered about me? But that is not what the meaning of the ayat is. The meaning of the ayat is khudil af, pardon the person, become generous to the person. And the third, Sayyiduna Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that continue with the relationship with that person that breaks off a relationship with you. Especially insofar as family, as far as relatives are concerned, we get this often that people sometimes perceive things in the way they perceive. We find no reason why they break off the relationship with us, whatever the case may be. But never ever allow a relationship to be broken. Always mend that relationship. This is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this part of the ayat, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, hold on to pardoning people. In other words, this will come when there is this great deal of forbearance within a person. Then we find another meaning also of this word, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, this part of the ayat, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, and that has, this has been narrated by many, many sahaba, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command is that hold on to forbearance, forbearance insofar as the deeds of others are concerned. When we look at our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the namaz, the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of the status that it was. However, we will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being commanded that whatever a person does for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it may be in a very weak form, but that also accept it. In other words, encourage a person to continue. The second, Allah ta'ala says, wa'mur bil'urf, and command to good. In other words, those ordained the good insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, the shariat is concerned, continue to ordain the good, continue to advise people to do the good. And the third, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from the ignorant. People sometimes becomes ignorant when they deal with you, in the manner they deal with you, in the things they may say about you. Turn away from it. In other words, don't pay any attention to such an individual. In the time of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a person, Hur bin Qais, that was in the Shura of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He had a relative, Uyayna ibn Hisan, that came to Medina Munawwara, and Uyayna ibn Hisan expressed a desire to meet Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hur bin Qais arranged this, what we will call meeting, on appointment with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he takes Uyayna to Sayyidina Umar. No sooner does Uyayna meet Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he begins to level accusations against Amirul Mu'mineen. Hur in his heart knew that these allegations are unfounded. He was just speaking out of his mind. However, there were many untruths in what he was saying with regards to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The example was that Amirul Mu'mineen, you withhold the rights of people and you do not fulfill the rights of people. Now Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was becoming annoyed that here are unfounded allegations against me. As soon as Hur bin Qais had seen this, immediately Hur bin Qais said to him, O Amirul Mu'mineen, remember the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, that now you need to hold on to pardoning this person. And the last part of the ayat, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, this person is an ignorant person, and turn away from him. Hur bin Qais says, I read the ayat, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu just melted, and everything had changed, that now his whole demeanor, everything, body language, everything was one of pardon, was one of withdrawal from this person. And that is why it was famous, وَكَانَ وَقَافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that he was so submissive to the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakallah.